Welcome to the FemNation podcast, where we wholeheartedly believe women entrepreneurs can rise together. Success comes in many flavors. There are no secret strategies. Women entrepreneurs are rewriting history by defining success on their own terms. Hi, I'm White of Gannon, the down-to-earth chick with a different name. Entrepreneur and founder of the Female Entrepreneur Movement, our business is dedicated to helping women start and grow their businesses, increasing financial independence. Each week, join me for inspiring stories and powerful interviews of women entrepreneurs sharing their lessons to success to help you take your business to the next level. Now, let's go for it. Welcome, everyone, to the FemNation podcast. We have another awesome interview today with Mare, and she has Mare One, and she's going to explain to us a little bit what that is, but we're first going to dive into this to find out what her entrepreneurial journey is. But I want to thank you for coming on, Mare.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate your time today, and this is an exciting journey for us both, it sounds like.
Yes, it's really, it's always exciting.
Awesome. I guess my entrepreneurial journey, if you want me to dive right in, I started doing some consulting probably, it's been over a dozen years now, and my background is in information technology, but I really have used that background in a very different way, where I was consulting with a law firm that was helping a lot of small, mid-sized enterprises get tax credits for the research and development that they're doing. Uh-huh. And then that just sort of opened up a whole other world for me of connecting with entrepreneurs and people that have startups. And so I started consulting with various startup organizations after that. So I've done a lot of different kind of work in my career, writing, more technical, training, business consulting, management consulting as well, depending on what the organization needed. And now I decided it was time to invest in my own dream of just helping people get centered and focused around what makes them truly happy in life and finding a best way forward so that they can be connected with their purpose as well as just be living their best life every day.
So tell me, how did this all start for you? How did you decide to be an entrepreneur, or how did entrepreneurship come around to you?
It's started when I was looking to just make a little bit of extra money on the side, and a friend of mine was making jewelry, and I looked at it and I was like, well, I can do that too. And I started making jewelry, and I was working in an office tower that it was all the same company. And so I started developing a clientele from there and was really enjoying it and kind of had a vision for that little fledgling building or business. But then I ended up moving cities and found I didn't have the same market. I didn't have the same clientele. And very shortly after that, that's when I ended up getting recruited for this law firm that was starting up while I was working as a flight attendant.
All right. So step back just a tiny bit where you got into the law firm.
So this law firm, I ended up meeting the founder of the law firm, and I was having a conversation with someone else that I was working with, and we were on a plane, and he was two rows back and just heard, you know, how I was talking very passionately about things like binary math and, you know, computer networks in organizations. And he approached me saying, hey, I'm looking for people who have not just really great technical skills and that kind of mind, but also that are great with people. Because it's almost like you have to translate between tech speak and how people normally talk and being able to convey what scientific work they're doing, what scientific findings they have,
sure,
and being able to make that relatable, because in highly technical terms, most people's eyes start to glaze over.
Right. Because it starts becoming, you know, a very learned area that not everybody is passionate about, I guess. Mm-hmm. So how did your entrepreneurial journey transition from there?
So I was with that law firm for probably about 5 years as the director of corporate training while it was starting up. And from there, I actually have had a number of health journeys that have gone alongside my entrepreneurial journey. And instead of pushing me back towards traditional employment, kind of spurred me forward in an entrepreneurial way, just because I really needed to find a way to work and also accommodate the needs of my health. And that's just, you know, having chronic health conditions that at the time were undiagnosed. But I realized that going forward, if I needed to structure my rest and structure my eating, and also I'm a mom, so trying to do all of that and still feel like I'm, you know, ticking off all the boxes on a daily basis, having regular employment was not going to be the easiest way, because having someone else dictating your schedule, that's something I've always had a very hard time with. You know, and so knowing that if I was either building a business or working with entrepreneurs, we tend to have a different view of work, because work doesn't just end Monday to Friday. Work is a 7-day thing that fits into your space in between other stuff as well.
Exactly. Yeah, it becomes part of who you are.
Definitely. And, you know, I have had a couple of career experiments, as I like to call them. Sometimes I'll do a deep dive into a specific area, whether it's fashion or if I need to get back in touch with my customer service roots. And so I did go and work with a high-end luxury retailer called Burberry. And I was a service lead with them for a year. And very quickly, I found that that was a great place to be if I wanted to stay where I was, and that I didn't want to try and grow with the company, because I would have had to move cities, and that's not feasible at this point in my life. So after that, I returned to consulting after a year of working for someone else and realized, yeah, this is the way I need to go, because I like being able to drop my daughter off at school or pick her up when she needs it, and you know, being able to do things during the day that other people that have regular time jobs are unable to do. So that flexibility, and the freedom is really what drew me in even further, even though, you know, it's been a very challenging path. But I like to think that you learn how to make it work if it's really where your heart's at.
So what did you go with? What was your business focus, entrepreneurial focus once you went into that?
I was doing some business development with another small business development company that was here. And we were spearheading a revolutionary conference, actually. It was the brainchild of the gal that I was consulting with. But we were bringing together different sectors that really didn't have a lot of touch normally between them. So like aviation and aerospace and defense, and bringing them together with the energy sector. So oil and gas, electricity, solar, and people that are getting into alternative energies, so that they can start really pooling their resources as far as solutions that they have for some problems that are common within their industry that have been solved in a different industry. So that was a very exciting, very challenging period of time, because we kind of bootstrapped this conference in about 6 months' time. There had been some lead up work before that, but when I came on board, we were flat out for 6 months, and also doing some sales calls for another company at the same time. And, you know, so I mean, it is a very traditional entrepreneurial picture. We knew that we had an event that was coming up, so we were putting all of our time to it, and that was, I mean, barely sleeping for the last 3 months of it, really.
Right.
So yeah, I did find that was a bit unsustainable, because I was, again, starting to deal with some of the health issues that ended up getting diagnosed. But I quickly changed streams and went into graphic and web design, and started bringing on my own clients after I had finished that other contract. And that's kind of when everything came crashing down, and that I had to come to a full stop and have a conversation with my clients that wasn't easy, saying, hey, I really love you guys, but I am not able to do the work. So I've ended my contract or the work that I had going on with no safety whatsoever. And only thinking it was going to be a short period of time, but it took 3 years for me to get to a point where we had diagnosis, treatment, and that things started going well enough that I would consider starting up something new again. So, and that was about a year ago that I really started thinking about what I was going to do with the rest of my life and developing the concept for Marijuana.
That's fascinating. What do you think your hardest struggle was? One, if you could define one struggle in your entrepreneurial journey, what was that for you?
Oh, hands down, self-care. Because that is something that almost all the entrepreneurs I know, it's like every moment that you can focus on your business or something needs to get done or you need to take a phone call and you end up scheduling yourself to the nth degree where there's really no space left for taking care of yourself and making sure that you're still healthy. And so all of that wonderful idealism that I had for structuring a business and having that time for self-care and to eat properly and to look after my health, because one of the things that I was choosing at that point was I was choosing to get contracts with another company. So I was contracting and consulting with other companies as opposed to just doing my own thing. And so I still had other people that were putting demands on my time because we had a contract in place. Mm-hmm. And I just quickly realized that, you know what, I was burning myself out because I was not putting any time aside to take care of myself. And I think that that's why things escalated so quickly when I ended up having that flare that lasted 3 years.
So in that 3 years, let me ask you this, in that 3 years of, you know, the kind of life setting you back and telling you to take care of yourself with some medical situations or undiagnosed, becoming diagnosed issues, did you think about the entrepreneurial journey and what you were doing and what, you know, where, like, what was the thought process? Were you wondering what was the bigger purpose? What were you doing? Where were you at? Why? You know, were you grounded? Did you feel grounded in what you were going to do going forward?
Oh, you know, that is such a great question. And yes, yes to all of it. I went through the entire range of emotions and thought processes with, you know, what do I want to see my life look like? Where do I want to go when I'm well enough to work? And entrepreneurship was never far from my mind because that's, you know, there were times where I had glimmers of hope in that 3 years where I thought perhaps I would be able to start back at work. And they were false starts because mm-hmm. I really don't think I was connected with my purpose at that time. I was thinking of ways where I could make money and help alleviate our situation financially because, as you know, as an entrepreneur, when you don't have a safety net or you don't have a backup plan or a partner who's there, because I'm a single mom, mm-hmm. That, you know, you start getting pretty creative and pretty resourceful when times get tough. So, but I just found that every time my health popped up again and made me stop, I was grateful for it because I realized, no, That was just another stopgap measure. That's not really what I'm supposed to be doing. And I connected with the fact that people have always been my passion. I love to help people. I love to see them thrive. I want to do everything I possibly can for them to my own detriment. But I was learning the hard way that regardless of how I was going to move my career forward and move a business forward, that I had to solidify my plans for taking care of myself. So it was such a blessing because I had always kind of ascribed to the model that when you're an entrepreneur, you're working 24/7, there's absolutely no breaks. You're not allowed to take time for the things that you enjoy. You're not allowed to do a lot mm-hmm. of things because that's what the other entrepreneurs I knew were modeling at that point.
Continuing to grind.
Exactly. And I, you know, entrepreneurship and being a business owner is a lot of hard work. And I'm not going to say that there isn't a lot of hard work ahead of me. It's just, I know how to plan my life better so that I'm working more efficiently and that I still have that time to take care of myself, because it's essential. If I don't take that time and schedule that time in as I'm building my business, then there's no way that self-care is going to find a place in my life once it's running in full swing. So it's something that very much has to be implemented from the starting point of this new endeavor.
Did you ever feel like or struggle with the fact that maybe you didn't belong in the space or you weren't enough?
Oh, yes. Imposter syndrome and trying to fake it till you make it. And, you know, I've definitely experience those kinds of thoughts and thinking, you know, maybe I just don't have what it takes. Maybe I'm not cut out for this. Every time I had that thought, I stopped and I said, no, I know that I have what it takes. I just don't think I'm putting my energy forward in the right area or with the right people or with the right project. So, and I just, you know, that was where I really had to stop the negative self-talk and say, no, I definitely know I can do this. I know that I have got the determination and that I am smart enough and that I have amazing people who are cheering me on the sidelines. I need to believe in myself, and that, you know, it's just choosing the right direction, because you can have everything that it takes to be a successful entrepreneur, but if you're not stewing in the right pot, you're not going to have the success you want.
Mm-hmm. How important was kind of your tribe, your group of women that consistently elevated you to that path of towards successfulness?
Oh, thank you for bringing that up, because that is essential. That is something that I could not have survived any of this without my tribe. And I do have a group of wonderful women who are it's just very positive and very determined, and that they're all carving out their own space in the world. And to have them stand by me and say, you're going to make it through this. It's going to be okay. You know, this is temporary. And that became my mantra. I know this is temporary. I know that this isn't going to last forever. I have a greater purpose, and at some point I'm going to be called to fill it. And that I had these amazing women who were all encouraging me and saying, hey, you know what, take care of yourself, because when it's your time to shine, you'll be ready. And that's indispensable. Building that support system not only got me through those 3 years of being really ill, but it's gotten me through, you know, a separation and becoming a single parent, and, you know, and building those friendships. Those are kind of the pillars of my life now, knowing that I can do everything possible to lift them up, but that they are also doing the same thing for the women that are around them. So it's indispensable.
Do you believe that we as women entrepreneurs grow that way with having our community of women support?
Yes. Absolutely. And I know some fantastic male entrepreneurs. I know some really, really great businessmen, but there is a different kind of, it's almost kinetic. There's a different energy when you get a group of women together who are all on purpose. They're living life on purpose, and that they are striving towards a goal that is really, really deep within themselves. Like, they know that that's what they're supposed to be doing to make the world a better place. And women have a way of communicating that and not shying away from the emotional aspect of being a business owner and being an entrepreneur, where men tend to focus more on the facts and the logistics, as opposed to, you know what, yeah, some days you are riding the roller coaster, and you just have to learn how to get off the roller coaster sooner rather than later.
Right, right. And they have a little bit more of a linear focus. I mean, that's just the difference between men and women entrepreneurs, is that, you know, it's not one's better than the other. It's that there's just different ways that we move forward in the world. And women tend to understand that a little bit differently amongst ourselves. And so supportive women can definitely be such a paramount addition to our business and our personal and business growth. My group of gals, you know, that I have, that I lean on, is so important. So I definitely know the answer to that myself. But if you could answer this question, what do you think? Let's see here. Let me back that up. How has the entrepreneurial journey changed you personally?
Oh, I think it has far and away made me a better person and just a very well-rounded person, because I've had to really look deep within myself and answer a lot of hard questions, you know, like things we were talking about before, you know, can I do this? Do I have what it takes to make it? And being able to answer those questions and be honest with myself and see where my shortcomings are, that when I go out into the world and I see people struggling with the same kind of challenges, whether it's with their mindset or that perhaps they're not quite on purpose, that I just feel like I want to reach out to them and do whatever I can to help them identify what's holding them back. Mm-hmm. And so, and that has also put me on my purpose. So, you know, without being an entrepreneur, I don't think that I would have continued with as much of the personal development, you know, the work that I've done as far as courses and reading books and just wanting to become a better leader. And that I've really found that that has translated into my personal life as well, and being a mom and being a better friend, just because I value time and I value people so much.
Right. Very well said. Very, very well said, actually. What does the future of your business look like for you?
Oh, the future of my business is so bright and beautiful. I have a long extended vision of where I see this going. But for immediate purposes in the short term, I just really see a lot of people having more satisfaction and living with joy. Mm-hmm. You know, I love to see people thriving and being happy. And that's not to say that, you know, you don't have bad days, because everybody has bad days and it's how you deal with them.
Right.
And so for my business to thrive, I have to help other people find that joy, find that purpose. And that's my driver, because I want to make this world a better place. And that's how I feel I can have an impact, is helping people, you know, get a handle on what's going on inside their head without being a psychologist, because I'm not a psychologist, but I connect with people very deeply and I like to listen to how they're crafting their world with mm-hmm. their language, and just helping to reflect back. So I see a whole tribe of people growing out of this coaching and development business that I'm building, so that we can spread that, because that's wealth. That is as good as currency. When you have people that are living joyfully and happily, then they tend to spread that wherever they go. So like, it's all about spreading that happiness.
Nice. So what do you do in your business?
So I help people with where they are in their life. Like I kind of have this approach where, you know, if you're not happy with your life, you either have to choose to accept that things are the way they are and find the happiness within what you already have, or if you're looking to make a huge life change, how can you go forward? But also identifying, are you running from something? Is there a reason why you're leaving, or that you want to change what you're doing? Do you feel like you have tapped out as far as your growth potential? Then yeah, sure, let's move forward full steam ahead. But if you want to go move to Timbuktu and shake up your life and leave everything you know, let's have a look at that. Is that really what you want to do? Or is there something you feel that you're missing in your life currently that you can't get here? Mm-hmm. You know, so it's just connecting again with that purpose. And why is it that you do the things you do? Like, you know, people that choose a career in nursing, did they choose a career in nursing because they love to help patients and that they're caregivers naturally, or because their parents said, it's a good job, become a nurse, that's what you should do? So it's kind of getting back to the root of some of the choices that have shaped a person's life and career to identify whether or not they're even on the right path. Because most people just kind of go, well, that's what I've been doing and I'm just going to keep doing that.
Right.
That's not necessarily the recipe for their success. So, you know, and for people, go ahead. I was just going to say, for people who are perhaps looking to leap off into an entrepreneurial way, I can definitely help with their mindset and their journey. But I really want people to be doing that inner work with me, and that they do have to do the hard work. They have to answer those difficult questions. But I also work with other coaches that specialize in different areas. So I also want to spread that wealth and say, hey, you know what? I might not be the right coach for you, but I know someone who's doing mm-hmm. exactly what you want. You know, it's not all about me. I believe in sharing.
Right. And it's not competition, it's collaboration, right?
Exactly. And I think that's where, you know, when the tide raises all ships, that's what we can do for each other. And especially as women, once we realize that it's not a competition, that we're here to lift each other up, we're here to support each other and help each other move forward. That's really a big, big key is, you know, just continuing to make choices that are going to help lift up those around you, not putting yourself down, but just, you know what, hey, let's do what we can to just improve the quality of all of our lives.
Well, and that's when we will change society, we'll change the culture, we'll change the status quo.
Exactly. And it's one small step at a time. Like these things happen in little bite-sized pieces.
Yes. And then we'll be able to look back and see the difference that we individually and collectively made.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's awesome. I appreciate the work you're doing. I so appreciate that. Can you tell the listeners where they can find you?
So right now, the best place to find me is on Facebook. That's where I'm most active. So I do have a page called MaraOne. And right now, I've been posting positive news is what I like to call it, and things to just make you smile and, you know, maybe a little bit of a giggle, because it's an uplifting place to be. And I'm going to be launching some programs within the next couple of weeks that I will have available on there. And there's also a new website coming, just not quite finished cooking that one yet, but definitely Facebook is the best place to connect with me at the moment.
Perfect. Well, we'll make sure that we have that looked up and linked in the show notes for all the listeners to be able to check you out and see what you're up to and kind of peek in and keep an eye on you.
Oh, that's great. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
You bet. So I want to thank you for coming on the podcast today and sharing your journey. And I know we got a little bit, you know, into the raw and the deep part of being a woman entrepreneur. And I appreciate you so willingly sharing that, because we all have those struggles. We all don't always recognize them. But when we get to hear them from other women, it kind of reminds us that we are human, we are women, and we have so much that we can offer. And we all do go through the same ups and downs in life at different points. So thank you so much for being open and just informative.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And I really value what you're doing here as well, that you're bringing what you do to the world and that you're giving people a voice so that we can all work together and do something great.
You bet. We're raising those ships, right?
That's right.
All right, Mara, thank you so much for being on the podcast today. And if everybody would just check out her stuff, find where she is, check her out on Facebook, and kind of get to know what she's doing. And you know what? We can work together collectively to raise those ships. So I appreciate you guys listening to the episode today. And as always, keep moving forward.
Thanks for listening to the FemNation podcast. Be sure to check out our show notes for more details from the episode. If you love the show, share it with a friend or drop me a note. I'd love to hear from you over at whitedovegannon.com or find me on social media. Until next time, keep moving forward.